The roots of Soul of Fire were planted when Stapelberg and Tag performed together for the first time 7 years ago.
And then we did this Spanish piece called Milonga de la Anunciación from Astor Piazzolla's Tango Opera Maria de Buenos Aires. And craziness happened. It just all sort of exploded.
Soprano Stapelberg is acclaimed as one of the finest operatic voices yet to emerge from Africa. Her interpretation of Maria of Buenos Aires by Argentine tango composer Astor Piazzolla reflects her love of extremes.
I mean, that's a hectic piece. I mean, Maria de Buenos Aires is a very dark story. It's about a prostitute living in the sort of slums of Buenos Aires. And this song that she sings is just crazy. She's completely obsessed and off her head. And at this stage in the opera, she's already died. So this is like her ghost haunting Buenos Aires, like screaming all her anger.
Much like the singer and Tag, Maria is seduced by the music of the tango. She is driven insane, and when she dies, she's condemned to a hell, which is the city itself, and her shadow wanders the streets. Pianist Tag says the music feeds her passion for mixing musical genres.
My biggest obsession in life is working with sound colors, and the possibilities in this music as well are just so enormous, and what you can do and the way you can bend time and bend sound and just go to all these places and just, you know, really sort of reach out for different sound worlds and different colors, and that's my passion.
For me, the amazing thing about Kathy is that nothing is impossible. I mean, musically, she can just go anywhere and everywhere.
As Stapelberg's volcanic voice erupts, Tag races beside her, her fingers flying over the piano keys.
Most of the time, I just stand there with my eyes closed, because I'm so focused on the music, like nothing else matters. I mean, I go into another realm.
Stapelberg says she's attracted to Spanish music because it's expressive, vivid, and intense.
I mean, I literally, my heart breaks every time I sing it. I'm finished. I want to die. It's so beautiful. And we both feel like that about this music, and I think that's why it works for us. You know, we really love it with all our hearts, and we are obsessed with it.
Both the singer and the pianist are experimenters who innovate and interpret rather than imitate.
We like classical musicians, but we like have the souls of rockers. You know, we actually like rock chicks. So it's nice to sort of take that kind of vibe and then put it into a classical frame and put that on stage.
Stapelberg is bringing classical music and opera to audiences that previously wouldn't have listened to them.
It occurred to me that now I'm performing at little theatres here and there. It's not just in an opera house anymore where people put on their furs and their diamonds and only clap 7 times. It's a whole different vibe, and, you know, and people started being really relaxed and like, shouting, which I love. I love people being vocal when I'm performing.
The artists choose intense songs with rhythm, lyrics, and themes that easily rival those of the most vicious death metal music bands. As Tag puts it, this music is not for the faint of heart. I'm Darren Taylor for VOA News in Grahamstown, South Africa.